Prominent LGBT advocate Kate Kendall was in the middle of a talk about the future of marriage in Utah when word came down that the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals granted the state 7 more days to prepare opening arguments, extending the deadline to February 3rd. Kendall, who is co-counsel representing the plaintiffs in that case, was quick to do the math on when they could have their day in court.
I wish that an extension of any kind hadn't been granted because, you know, we're raring to go and we're ready to be in court. If the briefing is all completed by March 4th, I don't see why they couldn't set oral argument for sometime later in March. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
The Attorney General's office says in a statement that it's pleased with the extension because the issue deserves thoughtful attention. Kendall says she's just hoping the federal judges assigned to the case won't be ideologically fixed against her side.
If your best argument, and it seems to be that this is now the state's best argument, is that we cannot permit same-sex couples to marry because children do best when they are raised only by their biological mother and father who are married to each other. If that is their best argument, I like our chances.
Kendall is executive director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights in San Francisco. She's a University of Utah alumna and was the first staff attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah. Kendall's daughter, Emily Holmes, married another woman in Utah on December 23rd. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.